Would you state your name and ADC number for the record?
Enrique Daniel De Leon, DOC number 278259.
Mr. De Leon, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the three alleged allegations on your warrant. And based upon information that the board has, you were notified of this hearing back on September the 28th, I believe, according to the information we find on your form. Do you remember signing a notification saying that you would be holding a hearing today?
Yes, sir. I do remember signing a notification.
Okay, and on that stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today, therefore may I assume that you're going to represent yourself, sir?
Yes, sir, I want to represent myself today.
Okay, and as you can see, there are three board members participating in your hearing, and they are to my extreme left, that is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, to my right, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright, I'm serving as your panel chair. The gentleman that you should be able to see now, that is the Honorable Mr. Oliveira. Mr. Oliveira is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. De Leon and Mr. Oliveira, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Thank you. Mr. De Leon, as I indicated, you have three allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them, and please tell me whether it is true or false. The first one reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about June 15, 2017, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated June 28, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. The next one reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about June 14, 2017, per the task LCM lab report dated July 3rd, 2017. Sir, is that one true or false?
That's true.
And finally, that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about June 23rd, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts is unknown, thus you was in a stranger from supervision. Sir, is that one true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. De Leon, I move to find that he is in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Unanimous determination of the board, sir, you have been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we will go into phase two of your hearing. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections, and after we receive that, we'll come back and have a discussion. Then we'll make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your own supervision. So if you will remain quiet, we're going to have some information provided to us by Mr. Oliveira. Mr. Oliveira, sir.
Offender De Leon was released from the Department of Corrections on April 13th of 2017. He was arrested on September 7th of 2017 by Phoenix PD on an absconder warrant only, returned back to DOC custody that same day. He has 76 days abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on November 26th of 2017. Current conviction, 2014, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year, 3 months. Prior convictions, 2010, threat and intimidate, 1 year. 2014, escape second degree, 1 year. And also in 2014, criminal trespass first degree, 1 year. The offender has four terms with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 3-3, mental health score is a 3, and his substance abuse score is a 2. STG gang information. Inmate De Leon admitted at Phoenix Alhambra Intake to being an associate of the criminal street gang Northside Avondale. One prior term of supervision, 2013. TIS release, completion, 3 months. He has minimal disciplinary history. It should be noted that since his return back to EDC custody, he did receive a major ticket for disobeying a verbal written order. One other arrest in 2009, theft of means of transportation, Arizona juvenile probation, and his community risk level is a G5-B6.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Oliveri. Well, back to you, Mr. Leon. We do take note that when you were initially released, you were approved to reside at TLC, and then you were directed to establish residence at CAS, and then you were approved to go to V-Ray in the Phoenix, and then you left V-Ray and on your own, and then you failed to return. There was no other approved residence. So why did you leave V-Ray and did not tell them you were leaving, sir?
I have something written that I will want to read to answer your question, sir.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you go ahead and read it. Please go ahead. We'll listen, sir.
Okay. Mr. Enrique Daniel De Leon, why did you choose to abscond parole? And I replied, Dear Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, I have been on parole April 13th and successfully completed parole until I believe the middle of June. I have made the biggest mistake of my life during Friday after work. I was convinced by my girlfriend to leave the transitional living community halfway house for a three-day weekend. Biggest mistake of my life. I was then dismissed from the halfway house because of my foolish action. I then decided to report to the halfway house, to the parole office. Cassandra S. Garcega and her supervisor decided the best solution was to send me to MRC, a jail drug rehabilitation program, for I think 3 to 7 days. During Sunday, I was released from MRC, then decided to stay at my girlfriend's house Monday when I would check in with my parole officer. During Monday, I found somebody to transfer me to the parole office. My next directives from my parole officer, Sandra S. Garcega, were to check in to a halfway house and transfer downtown following week to have an ankle monitor put on my ankle. During me being transferred to the newly assigned halfway house, I made the mistake of smoking marijuana and sniffing meth. During my intake, the manager realized I was under the influence and asked for a urine analysis. The urine analysis showed cannabis and methamphetamine, so the intake manager set up transportation to Community Bridges Drug Rehabilitation for 24 hours. It was during my discharge from Community Bridges. I was then transported to the newly assigned halfway house. During my second intake at the halfway house, the intake manager informed me my parole officer, Sandra S. Garcega, would be informed of my urine analysis. I panicked because I did not want to be violated. I then made the horrible decision of scamming. And also, I am no longer with my girlfriend. We are separated.
Okay, so
I was nervous because of my urine analysis, and I absconded, realizing that the manager of the half house was going to inform my parole officer of my urine analysis. A big mistake.
Yeah, I understand. I think at the beginning when you absconded, you were going to your girlfriend's house, but at the end when you left the new halfway house that you had brought to it, Maricopa Reentry Center, where did you go at that point? Where did you live after you left there? Because were you still with your girlfriend at that time, sir?
Yes, sir. After I had left the MRC program, it was a Sunday, so I could not check into the parole office on a Sunday. And so I would stay the night at my girlfriend's house. And the next morning, Monday, I went to the parole office. And my parole officer, Sandra Escartega, wrote a referral. So I maybe checked into a new halfway house. And when I was at the new halfway house during my intake, the intake manager asked for a urine analysis. I provided a urine analysis, and the urine analysis showed cannabis and methamphetamine, and the intake manager then informed me that he was going to send me to Community Bridges Drug Rehabilitation for 24 hours. Then after 24 hours was over with, I was transported back to the halfway house. Then once I did my second intake at the halfway house, the intake manager informed me that my parole officer would be informed of my urine analysis.
Now let me ask you this one, Mr. Bloom. You're a young man, you're 25 years of age. Whether we let you out now or you get out next month, what are your plans? You're just a young man, so what do you plan to do in the future, sir, to get your life together?
My plans are to enroll into a halfway house. And also, I wrote that on a piece of paper too, what my plans were. I wrote Dear Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, I believe I should be granted early release from ASPC, Yuma, Dakota, because I will be located at Transitional Living Communities, also known as a halfway house, a place where Alcoholic Anonymous meetings on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, assisting my alcoholic recovery. Transitional Living Community also provides group meetings Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. The purpose of the meetings is for sober men to gather together in small groups and speak about coping recovery advice, and also encourage each other to continue remaining sober and continue maintaining a job. Transitional Living Communities also provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Remaining at TLC requires $100 weekly due rent. TLC demands home revival, 3 days no leaving restriction, and a legal 3-month agreement no leaving
program. Let me ask you this, Mr. DeMille, where are you going to get that $100 a month to stay there? You're incarcerated now, so where are you going to start getting the $100 a week to stay there at TLC?
I have a resume at resume.com saved, and I have a bunch of job experience, and I plan, my job experience includes roofing, sweeping, construction sites, demolition, some experience welding, taglining, landscaping, chef experience, dishwashing, and farming, also planting seed, picking fruit and vegetables, and metal grinding, and there's my plan is to apply at Allegiant Staffing, located on 3rd Street East Mandalvo, a staffing company where I was previously hired the same day I applied there. The staffing allegiance usually requires a urine analysis for hire to be approved.
Let me just ask you one other question. So when the last time you used any illegal substance, that is methamphetamine, THC, or marijuana, when the last time you used any of that, sir?
The last time I had been under the influence of drugs was perhaps September, during the month of September before I was arrested. September
7th. Okay, sir. But now I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you. So just hang on. Questions by board members.
Sir, you had one major since you've been back in for a disband. Can you tell me what that was about?
Yes, I previously applied for protection custody. I was denied, and I was sent to Eastern Corrections. And during my reentry into Alhambra. I was put with general population inmates, and from there I was transferred to Yuma, Dakota intake, and I also no longer gang affiliated with Northside Avondale. Since the passing of my brother during April, actually during the year 2014, the month of June, my brother passed away, so I refused to any longer gang affiliate. And so during my re-entry into prison, I was at the intake unit at Dakota, and the corrections officer told me that I would be transported to Cheyenne. And I think there's a couple of members from my neighborhood in that corrections yard. So I had refused to house there, and I had been in the detention military confinement ever since. I had refused.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
To house at Cheyenne.
Any other questions by board members? Hearing no further questions, let me just ask you one other question, sir. What were you doing when the Phoenix Police Department picked you up, sir?
I have been transported. When what was I doing? I was at my girlfriend's house, at my ex-girlfriend's house. Then I had a wound to my chest, and I was bleeding. I had run really fast with the beer, with the alcoholic beverage, and I fell on top of it. So I was wounded, and my girlfriend said she was going to call the ambulance. The ambulance was called, and the officers also came with the ambulance, and I became nervous, and I ran through the back door. Then I hid in my neighbor's house, probably two houses behind my girlfriend's house. I hid in there. Then when the police officers see me, they seen a bunch of blood on my chest. I was covered with blood. And I had four stitches on the wound, right over my heart, where the wound was at. And I was hiding when the police officers found me, but I had really called 911 myself for medical attention. And the officers sent me to the hospital, and from there I was transported to Alhambra Corrections.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, and we're sorry to hear about the wound. Okay. Now, is there anything else you want to tell the board? The board is coming towards the end of your hearing, but we don't want you to repeat yourself. But anything else you want to share with the board at this time, sir?
I ask for a second chance on parole. I promise I won't let myself down. I want to successfully accomplish parole. I also really want a second chance, so I may be a better role model for my younger brothers who are 15 and 13. I want to be able to work and obtain a steady job, so I may have my own apartment, so my younger brothers may be able to see their older brother.
Okay, sir. At this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, and we're going to be back with you very shortly with the decision of the board. So please stay on the phone. Mr. De Leon has a very interesting history as such a young person, just 25 years of age. He's been in the Department of Corrections on four different occasions. What I would consider each one of them to be somewhat minor, because he only received one year for each one of them, but he just kept returning and returning, and four times that someone who's as young as he is, I just hope that now's the time for him to get his life together. I'm really concerned about that. I commend him for in 2013, when he was last time that he was out on parole or community service, he was out for 3 months and he completed that. He can do it, but for some reason this time he just didn't do it. Maybe it was because of his girlfriend or whatever the reason was. He absconded for 76 days, and it was just someone as young as he is. But I guess my conclusion is that If this board does not bring him out now, then he will be out on November the 26th of this year. And I think it would be in his best interest, the best interest of the state, for him to remain in until November the 26th. And at that point, hopefully he, between that and then, what I'm trying to say, that he will come up with a plan that he will, so that when he get out, he can become that role model for his younger brothers, his two younger brothers, and more, and just as important, that he can become a role model for himself. Well, that's my feeling, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members.
Dr. Wright, I agree. I think he'll be out. He take this time just to get himself together. He's been drug-free, so he can come up with a plan, work with his CO3.
Thank you, sir. Any further discussion? Hearing no further discussion, then I'm going to offer a motion. My motion would be to find that Mr. De Leon, the ADC number 278259, and that he did violate the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have, or he did lapse into criminal ways because he ended up using methamphetamine. And in addition to that, he absconded for 7 or 6 days when his parole officer did not know where he was. I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Three.
Sir, by the unanimous determination of the board, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you, as I've stated, just stated a moment ago, you will be released on November the 26th, 2017. We wish you the best. We hope that you have put a plan together so that you will not, so that will not be a fifth time that you will come into DOC, and that you can be that good role model for your brothers and for all others and the rest of your family. So good luck. We wish you the best, sir, and your hearing is over. Thank you, sir, and please put the CO3 back on the phone.
Okay.
Excuse me, Bill Drake. I think it was down to one. There was only two, I think.